Shalom Aleichem, dear friends. We are continuing our series of shiurim. The Maharal this year should be a special schus for Simcha ben Echagitel. In the first parak of Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, it says, "Ve'avor Hashem al pana v'yikra." Amar Rabbi Yochanan el Mali Mikra Kasu v'yefshel la'omra melamit shenis atev haKadosh Baruch Hu k'shliach tzibur v'amar la'Moshe kozman shi'sel chotim l'fana yasu l'fana k'seder hazeh v'ani mochalem. That it says that God passed over him and he called. And Rabbi Yochanan says if the Pasuk hadn't said it, we wouldn't be able to say it. This teaches us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrapped himself like a Shliach Tzibur. And he said to Moshe, if the Jewish people sin, let them do in front of me this Seder. Let them say this Hashem Hashem, the Midos. And I'll be Mochel. Ad kan midivrei HaGemara. So we're going to be learning Amir Tzashem, Shtickle from the Be'er HaGola and the Be'er Revi. In the Kuntres Neged HaTalmud, that's what the Maharal is doing in the Sefer. He's answering all those Talmud critics who didn't like various sayings of Chazal and attacked Chazal. So the Maharal takes out his best weapons and he goes on the attack, and he not only defends Chazal but also shows how powerful and deep their words were and are. So he says they don't understand this. Sheishtatef ha'wiyus barach imaisa b'nei adam she'amru shenisatef k'shliach tzibur, that God is acting like man. God wraps himself up like a shliach tzibur. How can that be? How can it be that God is like a person wrapping himself up like a shliach tzibur? She'davar zeh u'maisa b'nei adam. That's something that people do, not God. Omnam t'chili yesh chala'ayin ma'hivir razal l'farish kach. So first, what's the echreach? What forced Chazal to give this explanation? And that is because it says in the pasuk, "V'karasi b'shem Hashem lefanecha," and "Vayavor Hashem al panav vayikra." So it should have said, "V'kach tikru lefanai." In other words, it should have been mitzad Yisrael, and not mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why does it say that God called out? It should be that we're calling out, and therefore the Chazal tell us that this kriya was to teach Moshe Rabbeinu to do this ma'isa, how he should do it. What Moshe Rabbeinu should do. And this is what Chazal say, that when the Jewish people need mercy, God was teaching Moshe Rabbeinu, this is what you should do. Like Rashi says in Shmos, the way you see me doing it, you should do it also. Teach the Jewish people. And it wasn't to teach this tefillah alone, but rather how they should do once they're davening, as the Maharal says in the Nesiv HaTshuva. Perish Hadach Siv Yavra, Karcha Balamid Eich Lispal, Hadadavin Shim Balalamid Osa Maispal, Balalam Rav Kach Vakach Tikra. This is what you should read, this is what you should call. Kamosha Lamdo Kola Torah Kula, like he told in the whole Torah. Loitzarach Lomar Vayavra Hashem Al Pana Vayikra. Alamalamid Shehera Lo Gamkin Eich Yenoi Batfila. So Fikach Loitav Mashin Lamedo Sefer Tvila Erelos Elashe Limedo Sefer Tvila Erelos Seder Atfila. How he should do it, and how should you do it? You should wrap yourself up. Ve'avor Hashem al panav ha'ikra. God passed over him, and he called out. So God was now wrapping himself up, even though you don't exactly see in the words. Then it's atev k'shliach tzibur. So that Chazal, I guess, had a Kabbalah, but you see that it's God doing it. It's not Moshe Rabbeinu doing it. It's not that, or God telling Moshe Rabbeinu to do it. Ve'avor Hashem panav. Hashem was the kore. Hashem was calling out. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was showing Moshe Rabbeinu not only what to say, but how to say it. Like we find also by the menorah, that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand the menorah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed it to him. And the Maharal asked the same kasha. So here also, what's the big kunz? Just tell him how to do it. What does he have to show him? Ein ze kashya, ki Moshe amar hareni nas kodecha. Shemoshe bikesh laharis lo kavodo yizbarach. Veheshiv lo Hashem yizbarach lo sucha liras espanai. Tzatra hinini mavir kol tuvi apanecha v'karasi b'shem Hashem. Ubir zeh ki liras hakavod ba'atzmo yiefsher. So it says this is not a question that why he had to show Moshe. Because Moshe Rabbeinu said, show me your honor, show me your glory. He wanted to see the glory of God. And God answered him, you can't see my face, and I'm going to pass all of my goodness over before you, and I'm going to call out in the name of God. So to see God's glory itself, says the Maharal, that Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't do. That's beyond Moshe Rabbeinu. So the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to see Hashem, it says in the Chiddush HaGadol and Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, Hareini Naz Kvodecha, Bikesh Lamar Midos HaVatovos Shel Hashem Yisvarach. He wanted to know Hashem's good midos. And Hashem said to him that he's going to show him his goodness, Ma She'efshel Adas. I'll show you my goodness. You know, I'll show you my goodness. If you do this Seder, I'll be Mochel. That's my goodness. Showed him how he's merciful and he's beneficent when the Jewish people do this Seder. So since Moshe Rabbeinu was Mavakesh, not the Raya Ha'ri'i, he wanted it to see, God had to do something. He showed him that when they do this Seder, he's going to be Posech Lehamidas Tuvo. Omeil Meach Shalo Seder Tefil Echi Yispalim Kei Mevadei Legamre Herolo Hechi Sadev Shliach Tzibur De Herolo Im Yaseh Keseder Hazeh V'Seder Hazeh B'Chlelo HaKol Operis Zeh Iker Kei Moshe Rabbeinu Chobitz Ladas Leros Echi Midas Tuvo Noeg Bolim Fik Herolo Haidei Ri'iya Kol Nirmaz Belshem V'Yikra HaKosuv. So God had to show him. Why did God have to show him? Because Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to see it. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to see it. God had to show him. How does God show him? God shows him by both saying the Seder HaTefillah and also being Mesatif Kishatz to show him a complete, have a complete vision. So that's the Midas Tuva of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bir Zeh Liras HaKavod Ba'atzmo Yiefsher. Rak She'al Mokar Moshe Dveikus B'Midosav. So to see the covet itself, God himself, he can't. All you can see is God's goodness, but to see God himself is obviously beyond anybody. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe his midos and his maisim, but not himself. And that's what we say in Shir HaKavod, Shabbos morning. We know God not himself, but we know God as lefi his deeds. So to know God intellectually, you can. But to be davik b'midosav, that we can do. So God wants to see Hareini Naz Kvodecha. He wants to be Mischaber to Hashem. And Hashem answers, you can't be Mischaber to my Atzmus, but you can be Mischaber to my Midos. And that's the Achorai, the Panai, the Panimius, you can't see. But the Achorai, the back, you can see. And that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midos, but that's not him himself. So the Maharal and the Drasha for Shabbos Tshuva, the Vayin Tesem and Aleph, all brought in the Machon Yerushalayim edition of Rav Hartman. Ki Adam Osel Hashem Yisala B'Maisav Mevi Ala Adam Akiruv Adibuk Bo Yisala Shemo. Because being similar to God brings a person to closeness and clinging to his elevated name. U'lehefach Zeh Gamkein Harichuk Min Maisav Yisala Hu Agorim Harichuk Mimenu. If you come far from God, then you're far from him. Yotzro Rak Masha Efshur Listamas Minamidos Atobus Vamishubachos Bze Yellow Dvekus for Chibur Boyz Allah. Vashir Wose Hafcho, Omisrachik Minotachsevich. You want to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you follow his midos. You want to go far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do the opposite of his midos. So that's a very big lesson for life. And the Nesiv of Gemilus Chasadim, the Maharal writes that the only true dveikus b'Hashem is b'midas hachesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu buries the dead, HaKadosh Baruch Hu clothes the naked, HaKadosh Baruch Hu visits the sick, we should also. Masha'Allah al yedei amida zos befrat efshel esdamis labor b'nei shezos amida hi masha'adam masa'os adam ba'atzmai ki ha'mishpat lo shaykh lom b'shu holich b'darchi Hashem Yisbarach ki holich v'holich mitzad atzmo v'osem me'atzmo meretzono midaito v'zenek v'shu holich b'darchi Hashem Yisbarach kasher osadavar midaito v'lo ha'mishpat u'mechuyiv lasem b'shu. You can't talk about somebody doing justice you have to do. That's not going in the ways of God. Going in the ways of God is that the person himself follows Hashem's midos. And that's when you go to the Fnei Meshuras Hadin. That's Midaita Ritzono, not what you have to do. And that's the Rachamim that you're Merachim on the Ani. That's going in the ways of Hashem. That's the Malbish Harumim, and that's the Koiver Mesim. So you want to get close to God, you want to be like God, then you have to follow his Midas. Bnei Hashem Yisbarach continues the Maharal here in the Baragola. Well, Bnei Hashem Yisbarach Nimtza Ala Adam, Kemosha Adam Nimtza Yitzel Hashem Yisbarach. That God is found by man, just like man is found by God. Because the dveikus and the midas of Hashem brings that Hashem is with a person, and then a person can be davik b'Hashem, as we just read out. And so, to the gabe amuna, the Maharal writes ki ikar amuna shumam in bo yisbarach shebakocho kol lakachu mam in bo yisbarach ubishvil zeh kasher hagiya hazman shu yisbarach yitein hatov lasid lavo az yitein lo kafi mashu haya mam in bo shekein godol kocho v'yecholto. So amuna is that you have amuna, that you believe that God can do anything, and therefore you believe in him. And then when the time comes that God's going to give good, he's going to give you to the extent that you believe. But when you don't believe, then it's like you're memayit God's koach and God's yicholas. And therefore la'asid, when the time comes that HaKadosh Baruch is going to be ma'ar kocho v'yicholto, it's only going to be to the extent that a person was ma'amin. So we really are in control of what our ultimate reward is going to be, depending on how much emunah we have. Maharal writes in the Gurariyah in Bamidbar, "B'davar ze yadua ki misha eino ma'amin u'batech bo yisbarach b'bitachon gamur v'b'kas u'v'machovos shim kol emuna simcha." A person doesn't have bitachon, his life is miserable because everything just goes wrong all the time, as anybody who's been alive long enough knows. But if you have emuna, you have simcha, because then you realize that it's all part of God's big plan and that's all good. And in bitachon, the Maharal also writes, and then Nesiv HaBitachon, Ki Kasher Botech Bo Yisbarach, Az Yaseh Hashem Yisbarach Bakashasa. Va Kasher Adam Yechrad Moiral Miut Bitachon Asher Yesh Bo Lo Bo Yisbarach, Bedever Zeh Yitain Elav Moikesh, Kisha Asher Yechrad Moira Ki Ein Lo Bitachon Klal, Bedever Zeh Moikesh Elav. So this is really a landmine. When you have Bitachon, God's going to do what you want, hopefully. But when a person is scared, so it shows that he has a little Bitachon, and that's going to be a landmine, that's going to, whoop, that might blow up on him. That shows you don't have bitachon, so it's not a good idea. Mitrach good v'zayin good. Baba Cherev used to say that thinking good brings the good, and that's what the Maharal is saying over here. So back in the Be'er Agol, Bnei Hashem Yisbarach Nimtza Ala Adam, Kmo She'Adam Nimtza Ala Yitzal Hashem Yisbarach, like we read. God is with man is with God. V'im Adam Ma'ayin B'Tfilas V'ein Oponim En Hashem Yisbarach Ki Hashem Yisbarach Nimtza Elav Gam Ken L'Gamrei. It says in Tehillim, so if you daven and you're not turning from God, then God's with you completely. If you're korei b'emes, the idea of ituf is that you're not turning any way, and that's what Rashi says in Shabbos, Tafir Amr Alf, Deanam Misa'atvim B'Talisan, Kishapoyschen B'din Me'emas Hashinah Shleifne Rosh and Lekan Olekan. They wrap themselves up, they shouldn't look either way, and they should have Datum Yushabis Aleim. So that's the idea of this Ituf. Ituf is that he's not turning to the right or to the left. And then the kriya is from the depth of the heart in truth. And it's not so when you're not wrapped. Then you may be turning to other things. And it's not a true kriya. Now, it's not dependent on itu fatalis, only where the kriya is coming from your truth, the kavana. That's called ituf. In other words, ituf isn't just the physical act of wrapping yourself up. Ituf is that you're completely focused on your tefillah, and you have no netiyu minu smal. Nothing else is considered ituf. Ituf is complete concentration, and that's what it says in the Mishnah Berurah, Siman Tzadi Aleph, Sifkot Vav, that your talis that covers the head until the eyes. So you have to have extra special kavanah. Afikach ne'amar, because of lashon zeh, kasher korei el Hashem me'amitus machshavta, shekach tziv tefila la'ani kiyato, v'lifnei Hashem yishboch sicha. And therefore it says in this pasuk that when you call Hashem from your true thoughts, tefila la'ani, a tefila of a poor person, when he wraps himself up, and in front of Hashem, he spills his conversation, his words. V'chein nafshem behem tis'ata, v'yizuku al Hashem b'tzar lehem. Their souls were wrapped up. What's this idea of anius vezekia anius shuchaser panasu tzarich ma'od leparnasim misalik atzma mikol dover achein lo shituf l'shum dover zakari me'amitasu zelif ne'ashem yishpoch sicho. The ani has nothing and he needs parnas. He has no parnas. He needs parnasa. So he removes himself from everything. Nothing else exists. And then he calls in truth to God and he said, God, it's all up to you. V'lif ne'ashem yishpoch sicho. Rashi says, Evyon Chaloshan Ovish Umadul Dal Vitoiv Lachol Toiv, and Evyon is somebody who just, he wants everything. Anything is good for him. He's Toiv Lachol Vayikwa Rabba. Goes through the garbage, just anything, a half eaten sandwich. Vachain Navshim Behem Tisata, Vachim Ibn Hatsari, Shegela Misakar Misakim Atzmam, Mikol Dorm Lipnois Hamachshav Lashum Dorm, because they have this Tzara. Nafshem Behem Tisata, if they wrap up their souls, nothing else exists besides Hashem. And that's what Chachamim wanted to say in his Atif Kishliach Tzibor. And he read in front of him the 13 Midas, because when a person is Mechavim Legamre without turning right or left, God is with him. And then a person is Vaza Adam Dovuk Bo Yisbarach B'Midas Tuvo. Then, when you are not turning anywhere, you are clinging to God's Midah of goodness. Because Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to know the Midah of goodness of Hashem. So Hashem said to him, you say this Seder, and you wrap yourself up, you're completely focused on these Midas Tovos, and then you can be Davik, be. And Zel Mahusa Ituf Kashiar Kriya Bakavana. And that's the essence of Ituf when the Kriya is Bakavana. Zev Zev Zbarlacha Pam Harbi Ma'od. Gizel Derecham Shem Darbi Menahus Bilvachu Vu Etzem Hadavar. So the rabbis, they speak about the essence of the matter. They don't speak about external things. They get to the essence. You're not turning to anything, and then God is with you. To the extent that a person is clinging to Hashem. So a person who's gashmi, they only think in gashmi is tikkun terms. They think it's weird that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misatif. But the point is that Hashem was showing us that you have to have complete focus, complete attention. That's the idea. And as the Bali Musar all say, that you have complete Yasu Lufanai Kaseder Hazeh. It doesn't say Yomru, it says Yasu, that they have to do these midos, not just focus and then they daven, but actually do the midos, and then there's Zocha to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and receive his love and his mechila. And that's what Hashem wants us to see about him. Kaddish Baruch Hu isn't interested in and showing us theologically what the essence of God is, that's completely beyond us. That's not in the realm of our capacity to understand. But having good midos is, and praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he has good midos, and we're davik in these midos. And that's really what brings us closest to Hashem. So, very, very beautiful piece. And obviously there's loads and loads and loads more, and we should just be zocha to continue. L'omodu l'lami l'shmur v'las l'kaims kol divrei Sama Torah l'yahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom. Svidis v'mas b'orah.